Welcome back to Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. A pleasure once again to be joined in studio here by Desi Tobias with the local law firm Tobias, McCormick & Comer. Desi, thank you so much for coming in with us this morning.
Thank you, Dalton. Good to be here again.
So we've been talking a little bit during the break about liquor, drunk driving, and liability. And so many people that I've known and have talked to over the years who have had their lives affected by drunk drivers, whether it's a close friend or a family member whose life was ended or severely changed because of a drunk driver. And you were telling me a little bit about this law in Alabama, the dram shop law. Explain that a little bit to me.
Yeah, the dram shop law is something in Alabama we've had since 1907. It is actually something that comes out of the common law of England. Mm-hmm. And a dram at that time is what we know as a shot.
Okay.
But the bars were called dram shops. So during the Prohibition era, we started this law, which changed the way we could prosecute or bring cases against somebody who caused injury because they were intoxicated.
Okay.
Right. And the common law, whatever you did when you drank voluntarily, it was supposed to have the voluntary act separated you from the liability of whoever gave you that. The dram shop law changed that. And it now allows you to have liability against whoever served alcohol that was in violation of the law. Mm. And often the one that's most used, of course, minors serving alcohol to minors is obviously in violation of law. But the ABC regulations state that you cannot serve someone who, under the totality of circumstances, is intoxicated. Mm. And that's where a lot of the liability comes in, where someone is served and overserved after a point where they were already intoxicated.
I think many of us, if not all of us, have been out and about, maybe out eating dinner, and have come across someone who had already been overserved. And for a bar or a restaurant to keep serving that person, you just know that trouble's on the way, and that happens. And I know you've worked many of cases like this in the past. The Sammy's case. Let's talk a little bit about that. I think that might explain kind of what we're talking about here.
Yeah, that was a case. It attracted back in 2006 a lot of public interest. There was a 16-year-old motorist who was innocent. He was on his way home at 11 o'clock at night or so. He had worked a job at Wendy's. And he was hit by someone who had just left the Sammy's bar that used to be on Airport Boulevard in Mobile. Mm. And it was a violent collision. His car was knocked over 400 feet, and he was killed instantly.
Oh, my gosh.
But we looked into that, and there was service to him that we contended was in violation of the law. And the paper was there every day back when we had the paper.
Yeah.
And all of the arguments were reported, a lot of the examination of the witnesses and things like that. And we obtained a verdict against the Sammy's bar here in Mobile because of that.
Yeah, I can't even imagine, such a precious situation when you're talking about a 16-year-old and the family involved and just trying to get them a little bit of justice after that happened.
That was a very gratifying case. And that mother, I always remember, she was that was her youngest child. Mm-hmm. And she was a single mother. And what grief she had, but she really did feel a measure of satisfaction. In addition to, the driver was also prosecuted and I think convicted of homicide. But in order to get that measure of satisfaction and some justice against the bar, who we contended was responsible for that.
Well, I know this has happened to people and will continue to happen to people, drunk driving accidents. Let's say someone listening out there right now, if they or someone they know were to get into an accident and the other person had been drinking and driving, what's kind of the process there from the moment the accident happens? How can they best ensure they get you guys involved in a timely manner?
Yeah, well, of course, there's always a claim against whoever was the driver, but they need to contact someone. They could get in touch with us by calling our office or going to our website, because it's very important to obtain things like the receipts of the alcohol service, the videotape that's often erased. A lot of the bars now are all videotaped, but you know, it may be 24 hours, 48 hours, and I'm dealing with that right now in a case arising out of an incident that occurred in Orange Beach. Mm-hmm. That there was evidence of the service. We can't get the videotape, but it's something that's what we do really quickly is to, if we suspect that alcohol was involved, to determine where the service of that occurred for the potential liability of that, whoever that establishment may have been who served the alcohol. And it's generally an ABC license, there are certain regulations and laws that apply to them. Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting because people often then ask the question, well, as a social guest, or a social host, am I subject to liability because of service of someone? And the answer to that is often no. There is no law that precludes someone from overserving somebody at their home in just a social situation. They're not ABC licensees. You know, unless that person may be a minor, where, again, that's contrary to law. And that's why it goes all back to this statute that fortunately we have in Alabama that precludes that behavior, which is something that a lot of our neighboring states with economies dependent on tourism, like Florida and Louisiana, really don't have.
That's very interesting that those states don't have it and Alabama does. And this, you know, drunk driving cases, dram shop law, one of the many things that Tobias McCormick and Comer specializes in, and plenty of experience at your shop there on Dauphin Street. You guys have been working cases like this for years.
Yeah, we have been the Sammy's case was tried in 2006. I was often contacted about that. People would ask questions. They'd seen it in the papers or seen it in the press. And so I've handled since then numerous other cases. But I've written on the topic. If anyone's interested, they can go to my website. I have papers that I've given seminars on it. But in particular, there's a paper that I have that I spent a lot of time on, and I've given that seminar, which summarized the law as of that time.
Yeah, TMCLawyers.com, an incredible resource. You guys have so much information there. If someone wants to call you and get that free consultation just to see if they have a case, what's the number they should dial?
251-432-5001.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning, Desi.
Thank you, Dalton. Great to talk to you again.
Same here.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.